Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this
ad. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A local government task force in Washington, D.C. is recommending sweeping changes for monuments that they say represent those who participated in slavery or racial oppression. That's prompted fierce blowback from the White House.
Among the targets, the Washington Monument and Jefferson Memorial, which are definite non-starters as they and many others sit on federal land outside D.C. government control. The committee advises Mayor Muriel Bowser to ask the federal government to remove, relocate, or contextualize those landmarks. But the White House criticized the mayor, saying she should be ashamed for suggesting them. Other proposals within D.C. control include renaming buildings, parks, and schools like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. I'm Julie Walker.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping a pared-down COVID-19 relief bill will muster enough votes to pass next week. Bob Agnew reports.
Those most concerned are a handful of GOP senators in tight re-election races. The Hill reports leader Mitch McConnell told a GOP conference call that every member in a tight race wants to see a bill that gets at least 51 votes, even if it's ultimately rejected. The $500 billion proposal up for consideration next week would provide new coronavirus relief to schools, businesses, and the unemployed. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump declared the port city of Wilmington, North Carolina, a World War II heritage city. He spoke at the battleship North Carolina on the 75th anniversary of VJ Day, the end of World War II.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. And we build the future. This mighty vessel and this magnificent town will forever tell that story with this designation.
The battleship North Carolina is now a floating museum. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 454 points. The Nasdaq rose 116. More at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, specializing in divorce, personal injury, and bankruptcy. I'm Jim Dallas. Another popular Las Vegas tradition has fallen victim to COVID-19. The Veterans Day Parade on November 11th has been canceled. It's the first time in a quarter century the downtown Las Vegas parade, known as the largest Veterans Day parade west of the Mississippi, has not been held. Parade organizers say they are considering a virtual event to honor our veterans. but they've not yet made that decision. Cell phone alerts, normally used for flash flood warnings and amber alerts, had a different purpose yesterday. The Clark County Office of Emergency Management sent out an alert yesterday afternoon urging people to register for free COVID-19 testing, part of the county's 14-day blitz aimed at administering 60,000 tests. The Stop Swab and Go program offers free drive-through and self-performed nasal swab testing. That is taking place until September 18th at Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, and Sam Boyd Stadium. Well, the Vegas Golden Knights entered Game 5 of the Western Conference Semifinals just one victory away in their best-of-seven series, but the Knights could not get the puck past the Vancouver goalie Thatcher Demko last night as the Canucks outlasted Vegas 2-1, forcing a Game 6, which is tomorrow.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, big picture, it's actually not all that bad right now, as we had a news story earlier this week saying traffic is down 19% from last year. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 south of Windmill, and you'll touch the brakes there, US 95 west at Decatur.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you, our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, September 2nd. We have already moved into the month of September. Hard to believe it, but it's true. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. So much to talk about, so little time to get it in. Chuck, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing well. It is. It's just a shame that there's nothing going on for us to talk about. I know we're scraping around trying to find something. Nothing ever happens in this country these days,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm trying to use Heidi Harris's leftovers, and there's still not enough. I mean, it's incredible. Chuck, let me ask you, because I know you've been a constant critic of Governor Sisolak, or King Steve Sisolak, as you refer to him. He has extended the homeowner eviction moratorium, and I'm just curious what you thought. He took it down to like the 11th hour. I mean, it's like one of those old black and white movies of the inmate, you know, getting ready to be executed. Up, oh, the phone rings. It's the governor, and it was almost like for those thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are on the verge of eviction, the governor called.
Yeah, and it's not like this should have come as any surprise to him. We've all known that this eviction problem existed back when he issued his shutdown order back on March the 17th, and he had to do this eviction moratorium, and then he extended it, and then he extended it again, and the problem is for landlords, and not necessarily talking about big, giant landlords with big apartment complexes, but, you know, there are people out there, Kevin, who maybe buy a fourplex and they rent those out for income to help pay their own mortgage. You know, they still have to pay their own mortgage, their own rent, and the governor is telling people that they don't have to pay their rent. So, you know, a lot of these folks are probably going to end up filing for bankruptcy because of this. And there's just no excuse for it. He knew that September 1st deadline was coming up long ago, and if he knew that he wasn't going to be able to make it and he wasn't going to make headroom with Dieter to get people their unemployment benefits. He should have made that announcement instead of doing it at the last minute, you know, as you noted, you know, at the last hour right before you're executed. There's just no excuse for this.
Well, my question is, because this is one of those issues that I feel both ways. I don't want people thrown out into the streets. I really don't.
Right.
Because this is not of their doing. It's not even a natural disaster, so to speak. This is something that was governor-induced, shutting down our economy. And I guess my question is, at the end of the day, who should end up paying? Is it the homeowner? You know, I mean, they've got the mortgage. The mortgage is in their name. Or is it the renter? Or should the state step in and hold these people blameless? I mean, we hear about the forbearance and things like that, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for the house.
Yeah, well, with a mortgage with the forbearance, all that means is that you haven't been making your mortgage payment for the past 6 months, but they just tack that on to the end of your loan. You still have to pay that. Or you have to, you know, refinance and then come up with a whole new loan altogether. I mean, they can always rewrite the terms. That's always a possibility. But they at least still have the ability to get their money back. But if a renter stops paying their rent, and then all of a sudden the moratorium's over, and now they have to pay back 6 months' worth of rent, they don't have the money, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to move out and move in somewhere else. So this is a real problem for landlords, more so than the mortgage companies necessarily, if you own your home. My other biggest problem with this, Kevin, is because I'm with you. There are people who are out of work right now, many still not getting their unemployment, and they can't pay the rent, and I don't want to see them out on the streets. On the other hand, this moratorium is a blanket moratorium, which means there are people right now who are back to work, working their full-time job, getting their full-time wage that they had before, who still aren't paying their rent simply because of this moratorium. And that's just not right. I mean, that's hurting the landlords at the expense of people who can and should be paying their rent right now, but they aren't simply because of the governor's order.
And these people, the people who are rightfully aggrieved, these are people who in 45 days will be facing the same possibility, the possibility of eviction. So, I mean, this problem's not going away. It's just being delayed by 45 days.
No, and I think he's going to just kick the can down the road. I don't think it's going to be fixed in 45 days, especially since the governor refuses to reopen the state. So, therefore, we're still going to be in an economic problem here with a lot of people getting laid off. We just saw last week that MGM announced that they were laying off 18,000 workers. Mm. So this problem is going to be around in 45 days, and I suspect the governor is just going to kick the can down the road again and extend it till the end of the year.
So let me just throw this out there. Suddenly the governor is able to come up with $10 million to go with 40 other million, and supposedly they have a slush fund of like $50 million. Where in God's name is this money coming from?
Well, he's using the CARES money that was approved by Congress, so that's coming in from the federal government. And, you know, unlike Nevada, the federal government has a printing press. They just keep printing more money, and, you know, it's going to put the country in an even bigger hole than we were already in before COVID struck. But sooner or later, those bills are going to come due, and we're going to have to pay that back. And the longer the governor here in Nevada delays making the serious decisions and the serious cuts that are called for in this situation, the worse the problem's going to get. Here we are into our 6 month under these emergency orders, and we've got all these workers from the private sector out of work, all of these businesses still closed or at reduced capacity, and yet the governor refuses to cut non-essential government programs and services. He refuses to lay off non-essential workers. So the problem continues to compound every single day, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, gosh help us, next February when the legislature comes back into a full session, and they're going to have to deal with this problem. $2.1 billion was the hole they supposedly needed to fill back in June during the special session. It's going to be a lot worse come next February.
Okay, so the governor, and again, joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. The governor extended the homeowner eviction moratorium by 45 days. What we all were hoping for was some sort of release or a relaxation of our society relative to the COVID-19 virus, and we did not hear anything from the governor on that. Are you worried that we're going to be headed the other direction?
As far as...
Relative to relaxing all of the phase one, phase two, phase three, all of that stuff.
He's changed here. We don't even know what the whole... We don't even know what his plan is now. He changes it on a... Seems like a daily basis. But there was a little ray of potential sunshine that I saw. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was over the weekend. But Clark County Commission Chairwoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick seemed to suggest that she wants the governor to stop maintaining universal authoritarian control over what gets closed and what gets opened and allow the counties at the county level to make more local decisions. And that makes sense. The governor has implemented this mandatory mask order of his, but he's requiring the local governments to enforce it for him. Well, if they're able to enforce it...
Whoops. It looks like we lost Chuck Muth. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll get Chuck back. How's that? So stay right where you are. Don't touch the dial. We'll get the answer to that question coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It is so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That number again, 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Before we were so rudely interrupted by Chuck Muth's, I was going to say cell phone, but it was his landline. Don't know what happened, but he's back.
Yeah, I heard you perfectly. I was hearing you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
That does happen. You were talking about Marilyn Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
And this whole notion, which, by the way, I think is a great one, to let the counties have autonomy.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are enforcing it. So if you've got a bar that is following the rules that Governor Sisolak has outlined, you have to, take a temperature before you come in, you need to wear masks, you need to be socially distanced, and you have to have enhanced cleaning. That's the 4 things that he said over the weekend about restaurants. Well, if you've got bars and any other business, even conventions and conferences, that are following those guidelines and those rules, then they should be allowed to open and remain open. And if they've got local enforcement that finds that business is not following them, then close that business down. Penalize the guilty, don't penalize the innocent. And the governor can't do that as the governor from Carson City. Only the local governments can do that. So I hope that that's what Marilyn Kirkpatrick is pushing for, and I hope she gets her way. I hope she does get him to ease up on some of the control he has and lets the local elected officials handle this.
But isn't that essentially what we have now, except that the county commissions have to go to the governor with a plan for how they intend to mitigate, so to speak? Isn't that already being done?
Yeah, well, the problem is the governor has handed down these orders from on high, and what he has done is tell the counties that they can be stronger than his orders, but they can't be less than his orders. I think that what Marilyn Kirkpatrick wants to do is to allow the county commissions or the counties or the cities, municipalities, to be able to look at things at the local level and say, hey, the governor's order says, bars have to be closed, but we think that that the bars should be allowed to open under these conditions. And I really do believe that that's where we should be going right now. There's no way that the governor in Carson City can be making these decisions intelligently for counties across the state that he simply isn't even in those counties.
What did you think of the footage that was circulated widely? And I guess the governor didn't like Victor Jake's texting all afternoon relative to a meal he had at a local eatery. He does not take criticism well.
No, he does not. And I guess the only saving grace is that he wasn't caught getting his hair cut and having a blowout like Pelosi was. But, I mean, it just demonstrates the hypocrisy and the unenforceability of much of the governor's orders here, where he says no, you can't have live entertainment. But he goes to a restaurant that has been allowed to reopen that had live entertainment, and his excuse was that it's allowed because it was ambient background music. A live band with a live singer I mean, see, you and I, Kevin, I think ambient background music means we put the elevator music on in the background in our office while we're working. But this was a live band with a live singer, and you know, that was good enough for the governor. It's okay for him, but there are other bars and restaurants around town, and this was just reported last week in the Review Journal, that it similarly have tried to have live entertainment and have been shut down. So it's just everything since March the 17th has been so contradictory, and the guy changes his mind. He can change his mind within 24 hours of issuing an order. No one knows what the rules are, and none of us really know whether or not any of the rules that he's established are going to work. Let's face it. He instituted this mandatory mask order. Most of the reports I've seen are showing 80 to 90% compliance, and yet we still got the spike in cases reported. So either it's not working, or there's something wrong with the figures, or maybe it's a little bit of both.
Here is how stupid these rules are. At a number of watering holes that I attend, they are taking a little wedge, just a little tiny wedge, about the size, less than the size of a dollar bill, and they put two of those together, put some peanut butter between the two, and they sit it on the table. And you have to have that because you have to have food, okay? The deal is, and this is what is so amazing about this, that in some places it's maybe three corn chips and a little mini dollop of salsa. And that constitutes a meal or food on the table. And in fact, in one of the places I go to, they call them the Sisalak sliders, the peanut butter between. And they make them up in the morning. They're as hard as hockey pucks by 2 o'clock or three, and they're still putting them out. I mean, yes, the health department's going to end up closing some of these places down for having food that looks like it's starting to turn green.
Yeah, again, you're right, Kevin. I mean, none of this makes any sense. How is it that you can sit at a table of four without wearing masks, and that's safe and that's okay as long as you're eating, but you can't pay $5 admission fee to come in to listen to the same band playing, sitting at the exact same table, but simply not eating? It makes absolutely no sense. Nothing that this governor has done since he shut the state down has really made any sense. And you're right. I remember this is how bad it was. Gosh, maybe 15, 20 years ago. For me, it was a little bit of culture shock. I had to go up to Utah, up to Salt Lake City, to an event. And we went into the bar at the Marriott, and I ordered a drink. And they said, well, you have to order something to eat as well. And they did that exactly what you were saying. You could order a bowl of peanuts. And that satisfied the food requirement in order to be able to drink a cocktail. And even Utah realized this is dumb, and they got rid of that years ago. But now here we have Governor Sisolak forcing Nevada, Las Vegas in particular, to do the exact same kind of stupidity that even Utah said, no, that doesn't make any sense.
That is absolutely incredible. I've been hearing that the governor might speak before Labor Day. Might have something to say. Are you hearing anything out there as far as, you know, might he ease restrictions? As you say, let the county executives or the legislature at least have some say in this thing. Do you get a sense there's anything happening behind the scenes?
Well, I've not heard that, but I hope it's true. The legislature is a complete waste. I mean, let's face it, we've seen two special sessions now already, and the fact remains that the legislature, both the state Senate and the state assembly, are controlled by Democrats, and they are not going to challenge this governor one bit. I mean, they're going to just rubber stamp everything that he does. So the legislature is a complete waste. If that's true, what you're saying, that he's going to have a speech before Labor Day, I'm hoping that maybe Marilyn Kirkpatrick's call for the governor to ease up and allow a little bit more local control, I hope maybe that's behind it. I know he did put Marilyn Kirkpatrick in charge of his LEAP committee that was supposed to review all of these phases and restrictions and everything. I think she's highly regarded, highly respected, and if she is behind the scenes pressuring the governor to do this, maybe, keep our fingers crossed, maybe that's what the governor is going to do, and I hope it is.
More to come. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Both the president and the former vice president were on the road, sort of. Does Delaware constitute the the road? I don't think so. Well, he was in Delaware, in Wilmington, doing a photo op. So we'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that and.